T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. Thank you so much for listening. If you are just joining us this morning and you haven't been listening yet, might not know, but Breezy revealed something earlier today.
I did. I've been off for the last 2 days. Corey's been holding it down, and I've been making some good use of my sick time because I have COVID.
Mm-hmm. Literally found out on the way to your parents' house in Canandaigua. Got the call, had to turn around. And if you missed it earlier, talked a lot about the mental exhaustion that you experienced and the anxiety that you experienced from that whole ordeal.
It was a lot. It was definitely a lot. So I contracted COVID from my brother, a family member, that quickly spread throughout my entire family. It was not great. And so as of right now, my brother is out of isolation after getting over it. My cousin has it. My other cousins have it who came and visited for Thanksgiving. We obviously called off Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Once we found out the news, and Max, my brother, went into isolation in his room.
So let's get the timetable here of the testing, because that's what we want to focus on this morning.
Yes.
Because quite honestly, at least from what you've been saying, and if you want to hear the segment we did earlier where we talked a lot about this, it'll be up on demand after the show, 98pxy.com, the radio.com app. But it seems like a lot of this anxiety came from not having the confirmation of just knowing. Like,
yeah.
You knew, but you didn't have confirmation.
Sure. And we talked about it last week of how my mom wanted to be smart and safe and make sure everyone got tested before Thanksgiving, before we all came together in a group of 10 in a small, you know, area in a home.
Mm-hmm.
So we all got tested. Me, my mom, and my dad got tested at the MCC location on Tuesday of last week.
So Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Yep.
My brother ended up getting tested earlier because he actually wasn't feeling that great. When he went to the urgent care in Canandaigua, he had like an ear infection and his strep culture came back negative, so they tested him for COVID. His results came back Wednesday, and that's when we shut down Thanksgiving. The thing about it is thank God my brother got tested at that separate location, because he was planning on going when we were going to go. We were going to all go, you know, get tested at the same time.
Right.
But with the circumstances panning out the way they did, he got tested earlier, and thank goodness, because still to this day, it's been a week and a day, my mother and I still do not have our test results back from that MCC test that we took last Tuesday.
So if this is happening to you guys, got to imagine it's the same for others. And last week we talked about how there certainly has been a flood of people who wanted to be tested, a lot of it for the very same reason that you guys were, of wanted to try to be as safe as they could and get the peace of mind that, well, I tested negative for seeing anyone for Thanksgiving.
Sure.
But a week and a day, ugh.
That's a lot, especially for the mental toll that I talked about earlier, how this virus is extremely mentally draining and anxiety provoking. It's hard to go this long without knowing. And we've heard, you know, Dr. Michael Mendoza say, we've heard Governor Andrew Cuomo say, everyone who wants to get tested should be able to get tested. Being tested is not enough, though, because if you don't have your results, you don't know if you're, you know, COVID positive, COVID negative, spreading it around.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
because if I wasn't in contact with my mom or my brother who were showing symptoms, I would have been freeballing. I mean, I don't have my result. I don't feel symptoms.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
I would have been going out and going to Wegmans going to the gas station.
The scariest part about about this, aside from obviously, you know, what it can do to those who are immunocompromised and older. But yeah, one of the scariest parts about it is the not knowing and having no idea and feeling fine. Like, you know, your girlfriend Rachel so far is not showing any symptoms. So
right.
She may very well likely have it, but is asymptomatic. So yeah, that is scary for sure. And look, the county, again, I'm alarmed.
I don't want to get anyone in trouble or like say it in a way of like they're not doing a good job, because I get it. The holiday surge is real.
Yeah.
And with everyone trying to get the same, you know, test and the same treatment and everything along those lines, obviously there's going to be a bit of a slowdown.
Yeah. And again, they are taking measures to try to help with that. We have seen what Arondakoit's going to do, the rapid testing now.
Yes.
We have seen they're going to set up more testing sites in the area. So obviously it leads to that. But from a logistical standpoint, too, even if you don't feel like you have any symptoms, but for whatever reason, you have to travel somewhere. There are those rules in play, right? Where you're supposed to get tested 3 days before.
Right.
And if you need to, like, it's impossible, right?
Right.
You're not getting your test results for a week. You can't really do that.
Or think about it this way, Corey, like going to see a loved one who's vulnerable, maybe in a nursing home, and you have to get tested and you only have a slight window to go see them, but you still don't, you're waiting on your test results and you don't know. And now you've missed the window and now it's too late. I don't know. It's there's a lot to think about and a lot at play, but let's go back to the fact of the testing itself. So when my brother found out he was positive, my whole family was like, well, we'll just wait for our test results. After the, you know, sixth day of waiting, I was like, I can't wait anymore. Like, I'm literally driving myself insane thinking of all the possible scenarios. Because if I don't have it, now I'm concerned that I should go see a doctor for something else that what other illness, other sickness am I feeling then? So I did what any normal, rational person would do. And I drove literally 2 hours away.
Yep.
So my cousin, who also tested positive out in Syracuse, we've talked to her actually on the show before, back in the beginning of the pandemic, back in May. She's a reporter out there. So she knows the rapid testing locations in central New York. There's one in Utica, Oneonta, Oswego, and Pulaski. And I touched on this a little earlier. It's very, very, very difficult to get in to these locations because everyone wants to get tested. And not only do they want to get tested, they want to get their results that day.
Of course,
I mean, it's a very common thing that a lot of people want to do, hence the anxiety portion of this virus. So she told me, you can call, you know, Pulaski, which is honestly halfway to Watertown, and try and get in, but they only have 50 tests a day, and the second those phone lines turn on at 8, it's like calling a radio station to win tickets to a concert. Like, it's very unlikely that you're gonna get in.
I mean, I we were talking about this off the air, and I thought, well, that's probably what, you know, your roommate, many people like her, were experiencing, trying to call through for unemployment,
100%.
Right?
100%.
So, and just the frustration of that in itself too,
of course. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna blow here with all the pent up angst from not only not knowing, but now I can't even get a test, and it's like, I don't know when my other test results are coming through. I called 65 times, left a couple messages, and I didn't even tell you this part, but I'm experiencing a lot of brain fog and COVID brain, and I'm things aren't really, you know, clicking. They don't normally click, but they're really not clicking.
Yeah. Okay.
And I called the number, Corey, and I said, you know, my name's yada yada, my first last name. If you could give me a call back at 585-222-9800. I said that on the
you
message.
Did not, no.
I said that on the message. And then I go,
oh,
wait,
boy.
I'm so sorry. And listen, this is the most like serious thing ever because, like, I have one shot to get through to these people. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I just got through after 20 times of calling, and I'm giving them the freaking radio station's number.
So, now, there's two ways to go. You can just be like, sorry, not that number. And then just give the actual number. And then there's also the route of explaining, well, no, I work for a radio station, and that's request line.
I figured if I explain too much further,
they're not listening. They're deleting. So I go,
I'm sorry, that's not my number. My number is.
You did that.
I'm like, you're an idiot, Breeze. So I'm panicking. I'm like, they're never going to call me. I'm thinking they're going to call you. You're going to throw them on the air.
When's your birthday? 12. Like, that's essentially what you said.
I'm panicking.
Oh, man.
So I end up giving them my actual correct phone number. And they really called me back.
Were you amazed? Did you feel like you had won the lottery?
I was like, if I wasn't in isolation right now, I'd go buy a lottery ticket. So they called me back around 10. They scheduled me at 1:30. And it's 2 hours away, so I have to leave at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Drove 2 hours to Pulaski.
Sure, that wasn't terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It's like, I'm like, can I stop for food? Probably not.
No, definitely not.
No snacks. I get there. They take me in this room. The test takes literally 30 seconds. I'm on FaceTime with a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like,
so you administer this one yourself, right?
The nurse did it.
Okay.
There was a nurse in there with a hazmat suit.
Because there's so many different ones that are out there right now. There's some where like,
so this was not the one that goes in your brain. That was the one I got at MCC.
Right.
This was the one that we've talked about in schools where they just kind of gently graze it around both nostrils, both sides.
Was that, what was the discomfort level for that one?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
That was fine. Okay.
Totally fine. Just little picking your nose with a little sticky stick.
You've done that before, huh?
Yeah, sure. And then they put it in this little cartridge, and it's like a pregnancy test. The lines pop up.
Yeah. I think Michael Mendoza, actually. Yeah, he demonstrated that.
So I felt lucky enough to get an appointment for the rapid test and have my anxiety lifted slightly. But when she was like, yep, you're definitely positive, I felt weird. I'm like, well, you knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you shocked? I wasn't shocked. I was just like, oh, okay. Like, as if I had no idea what was going on. Like,
yeah.
Definitely had an idea of what was going on.
I think a lot of people have been in those situations in life, though, where you know, you're pretty sure that the outcome is not a good one. But as long as there's a little bit of hope, you can do those mental gymnastics of trying to convince yourself, maybe it's not. Maybe it's something better. But no. So at least you did get the confirmation. I mean, and you probably go through, it's grief,
different
right?
Waves, yeah.
Well, it's the different phases of grief. So like denial is one of them. And eventually, I'm sure you got to acceptance where like, okay, this is it. Now I know what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So did you feel like that now, a little time in between, that
I feel a lot
that is
better.
Lifted? Okay, that's good.
I feel, you know why I feel good and I feel okay is that everyone for my contact tracing that I was doing for myself was simply in my family who, you know, we all kind of gave it around to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any friends to call of like, oh my God, like that wasn't really
who went to the, I mean, can, yeah, can you imagine having to call a friend
who's at their grandparents for Thanksgiving?
Ugh.
No.
But that's
so that's something
reality.
I'm super thankful for.
That's reality for some people, though, unfortunately.
They asked me what county I lived in for the testing once it was done, once my positive results came up. And I told them I lived in Monroe. And they're like, okay, someone from the health department will be calling you. They'll be coming to your house daily. They'll be checking on you. They must have forgotten about me because no one's called.
Yeah, we did get a text about this early this morning.
No one's called or like checked in, which I don't know how to feel about that either. Like, I'm okay. Like, you don't have to come check on me. And I'm following the rules and I'm not going anywhere.
Sure.
But are there other people that are slipping through the cracks that maybe aren't following the rules, that aren't being checked on?
Because
that concerns me more than anything.
We got this text earlier saying, is someone calling or checking / driving by to make sure you're home? I've heard they call and basically stalk you. True or false?
I've heard that as well. My friends that have also experienced this said the same.
Yeah.
No one did that for my brother. No one's done that for me. I thought maybe it's because, you know, I did drive to Pulaski. But no, they asked my address. They asked everything that they needed to know. But no, I have not received a call. And they're like, oh, it's coming. But at this point, like, I'm closer to being released than anything.
Yeah. And again, that probably speaks to just being overwhelmed. I mean, look, we see the numbers daily here, and we see the positivity rate grow. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine the stress in that system. And that's the problem,
sure.
Right? I mean,
right.
It's that you can't keep up with the contract tracing. You can't keep up with the amount of people in the hospitals. And that's the fear, certainly.
Right.
So that would probably explain that. And I didn't want to talk about that to try to like crap on the system, but it's the reality
of
the situation.
No, I mean, it's the reality of the situation of the surge with the holidays, yeah. And with people gathering and everyone, I wouldn't say panicking, but just wanting the need to know.
Yeah.
And wanting to find out. We're all about instant gratification, right?
Right.
And we don't really, we lack a lot of patience as a society, which makes sense, but especially for something as serious as COVID. Definitely something that you want to know right then and there. And
sure.
And the mystery of, like, when will I get my test results back? They say 2 to 3 days, but I'm going on a week and a day. So
yeah.
I don't know. I'm very thankful that I got the rapid. I'm thankful that I now know and my anxiety levels are, you know, descending.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely an issue that I can't be facing alone.
No. Well, it's this text we got, Sexter. I'm sorry, Breezy, you tested positive. My mother had to have a test done to have surgery. And at first, the doctors called her and said that it was negative. An hour later, they called back and apologized and said, no, actually, it was positive. Now, my daughter and I are getting tested today. None of us have symptoms, and numerous other people in our family have to get tested now, too. It's very frustrating and stressful for all of us. It's no one's fault. It happens, and I've been preparing for this to happen all year. Mm-hmm. Stay positive. Ride this out. You'll get through it. And mm-hmm. Put a little heart emoji there. So
yeah.
Definitely not alone on that one. Thank you for that that text, by the way. Let's grab this. 222-9800. Why is Jim checking in this morning? Jim, how are you?
Oh.
I was wondering where you were.
Yeah.
I am like, why isn't she on? Did she want it out?
Yeah,
you know,
I know,
you guys should be used an example because you did the. I talked to so many people that come in to work, and my
yeah.
business has gone way down.
Yeah, and Jim is a barber.
You have to do this, and as much as we don't want to, you know, when your uncle came in, he's like, I said. You go in there, he goes, yeah. I said, you get tested? He goes, no, I'm not getting tested. I said, you got to get tested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you have to. And this is the prime example. And the
I'm
rapid
so glad
test,
we didn't have
now,
Thanksgiving. I'm so glad.
Yes, sir.
You know what would be weird is if your test comes back negative.
Right.
Jimbo, I really think that may be the case because my dad's came back negative. And when we got tested, my dad and I, we were not feeling symptoms.
Yeah.
And
there's a big false positive rate in it, and that's the hard part. And
well, it's that, and then there's the incubation period. So
sure.
you might have contracted it, but you're not showing symptoms
exactly.
yet, and it's
right.
not going to pop up in a test. Yeah.
So my dad actually did end up getting tested again after he got his negative results. Again, he's the only one besides my brother,
mm-hmm.
Who has gotten their results back.
You know where I went to get tested is a place called Well Now.
Mm-hmm.
Back then I had to go into Geneva to get it done, and there was
now
no
there's one in
there.
Canandaigua, right?
Now there's one in Canandaigua right down,
yeah.
right down at the.
Well,
so they were perfect. I mean, in and out, boom, done. Mm-hmm. Had my results in 3 days.
Yeah.
Now what's
I think
the,
that's
what's,
where my dad went.
What's the difference? The urgent care ones, I assume you have to pay for, and then the one at MCC is that the one that's free for the state?
Yeah, I didn't
I
have to pay at
so.
MCC.
You didn't.
Do
okay.
you have to pay it well now,
yeah.
Jim?
Well, now it took my insurance.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah.
That's, maybe that's
because I got
but,
tested
like,
at Well Now. I got
oh,
a blood
okay.
test, the one of the first ones. Remember, I wanted to see if I had the antibodies, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
I had that. I had that too. They were the only ones doing them at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's frustrating that okay, I say so I think I have it, and I go to urgent care. Well, if I don't have X amount of the symptoms,
they won't
do
test
it.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's the frustrating part. So for you to have
this.
To travel X amount of miles away
yeah.
while,
to
go get
while,
the rapid
while
test.
Sick, not fun. Not fun at
yeah,
all.
It wasn't
yeah.
great. I was like, I was hot and then I was cold and then I was
The chills. It just doesn't seem fun.
So how is it? Has it been bad, or has it been medium?
Honestly,
mild?
It's been. I'm very fortunate and lucky to know that the symptoms people have had a lot worse than me.
Certainly.
So very thankful for that sense. My mom's a little worse than me. She couldn't talk for like a day.
Oh, geez.
But no, I mean, I was telling Corey and everyone earlier, it's like, I wake up, I can't really sleep that well, and I wake up feeling great, and then throughout the day, my physical and mental health are just deteriorating, and by the end of the night, I'm like shaking in bed.
All right, wise Jim. Appreciate you calling
Thanks
into the
show. Thanks for checking in, Jimbo.
You got it. I had a plate for you for Thanksgiving. You never showed up.
I know, Jimbo.
Good thing, Jim. Good thing.
All right, I'll see you guys.
All right, bye.
See ya.
All right.
Love that guy.
All right. So yeah, glad things are better now, but that, ugh, I can't imagine.
I'm excited to talk to Brennan Summers about what's coming in Irondequoit for the rapid test.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a big game changer here for our area. And a lot of people locally will not have to do what I did and drive 2 hours one way to get a rapid.
This texter also saying Trillium Health does rapid tests. Symptoms or not, no charge. They take your insurance, but no charge from the insurance company. Okay. Good stuff to know. Breeze, thank you for sharing. Again, if you do have questions, if you've wondered anything about it, certainly Breezy can only speak for herself and her experience and her symptoms, but still good to get perspective on it. So 585-222-9800. We'll certainly be talking about this moving forward. Coming up next, though, what you need to know to start your day. The Team PXY feed is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.